Hi, David here, and welcome back to the channel, looking at the automatic writings of the early 20th century medium, James Paget. In the last video, we looked at a message that James received from his wife Helen, explaining in some detail how the process of automatic writing works. In this video, we're going to change direction slightly by looking at a couple of messages James received from his parents on December 20th and December 30th, 1914. The two messages are useful because they help us to understand what soulmates are, as well as telling us a little more about divine love. We've already learned that James and his wife Helen are soulmates, but that James's parents are not soulmates. Indeed, we have been told previously that James's mother, Anne, shares her home with his father's soulmate, and that her own soulmate has not had the easiest start in spirit, having been a very materialistic person during his earth life. The idea of soulmates has a long history in human thought, going back as far as Plato, who likened the search for a soulmate to the search for one's missing half. Anyway, let's begin with the message James received from his mother, Anne, on December 20th, 1914. I am here, your mother. I am your mother, and I want to write you a few lines, for I have not written lately, and do not think that you are not very dear to me, for you are still my own darling boy. I am very happy as your father is now in a sphere where he is more spiritual and happy. His soulmate is with him very often and she loves him very much. He is a very bright spirit and needs only more of God's love to make him perfectly content. This is interesting because although James's father John might not have had the easiest start upon passing to spirit, he has made good progress. Anne refers to him as needing only more of God's love, which suggests that he has at least some, and that this has been key to his development. She continues, "Oh, my darling boy, I am so glad that your soulmate is Helen. She is so beautiful and lovely now that she has found God's love, that I can hardly tell you how beautiful she is. I am very happy also, but my soulmate is still in the first sphere and does not seem to progress as rapidly as he should. I wish that you could talk to him as you did to your father, for I believe that it would do him good. You seem to have a wonderful influence with the spirits of men who are in a condition of sin and darkness. God is certainly good to you and has favoured you beyond my greatest expectations. You seem to have a faith that calls for an answering ear and for a love that reaches to the very throne of God. And I believe that you will someday do a great deal of good in the spirit world, as well as on the earth." There's quite a lot here that's worth pausing to look at more closely. Anne tells us that James's wife Helen is progressing. And again, this is attributed to the effect of divine love. We will look more closely at what this is, but it seems clear that it is distinct from human love, and which has a transformative effect upon the soul who seeks it. By contrast with Paget's father, his mother's soulmate does not seem to be making progress, and this is obviously disappointing her. We see that he is in the first sphere, which is the lowest of the spiritual heavens or spheres, whatever you want to call them. Most people upon passing to spirit find that their initial destination is the second sphere. So Anne's soulmate has a bit of a work ahead of him if he is to progress. Anne mentions that James's father was helped by speaking with James. And it is often the case that people in spirit are encouraged by the ability to make contact with those they have left behind. By this stage in his automatic writing, James Paget has included in his routine one evening a week where he allows communication from people in spirit who are struggling to find their way, or in a condition of darkness, as many of them put it. In speaking to them and telling them of what he is learning about divine love, Paget is helping many of them to perceive and work towards a better state of being. It is often the case that those in spirit who are spiritually poor are benefited more by communication with people in the earth plane than with those at a more advanced level in spirit. So one way or another, James has had a beneficial effect upon his father, John, along with other struggling souls, and his mother, Anne, is expressing the hope that he might also be able to help her soulmate to make progress. She continues, "You will meet your old friend, or I will bring him to you before long and have him write to you, and then you can tell him of what you know about God's love and the necessity of his believing that he must give his whole heart to God. I have a very good influence over him, but not sufficient to cause him to believe in this love as being a necessity to his advancement. He is not a very spiritual man, and never was, but he is good-hearted and will listen to you, for you seem to have the power to make spirits listen to you. I do not understand why, but it is so. Be very careful of this great power that God has given to you." The old friend mentioned here seems to be A.G. Riddle, James's old law partner. And a few videos down the line, we will be looking at a message that he writes to James. Anne has obviously met him and got to know him, but despite his good nature, feels that he is more likely to listen to her son. Anne closes this message by telling James that Jesus is also interested in you and loves you with more than ordinary love. He seems to think that you will be of great help to him, and he is trying to show you the way to God's love and favour. So do not doubt what I say, for I believe that you are the special object of his love and favour. I must stop now, for you are tired. Your mother." So here we have another example of Paget being reassured that the messages he is receiving from Jesus are to be relied on. This is a message that is frequently being reinforced by the people personally known to James. About a week later, James hears from his father on December 30th, 1914. "I am here, your father. I am very happy, and I'm glad that you seem to be also." James apparently asks at this point whether his happiness is as a result of his ability to feel Helen's presence and love while writing a recent message in which she told him that she is his soulmate. His father replies, "Yes, because of your experience the other night in loving Helen and in her loving you. You were certainly were filled with love, and you must be perfectly happy to have had such a demonstration of love and the realization of the actual sensitive presence of your wife. For I tell you that she was with you and was so filled with her love for you that we all wondered at her love. She is a spirit that seems to have no limit to her love for you. Not many spirits have such an abundance of love as she has for you, so you must consider yourself a very blessed man to have such a wife and soulmate." John Paget is referencing here a recent evening where James was aware of Helen's presence to an especially strong degree. The mention of Helen being his soulmate seems to prompt James to ask his father a question along the lines of how soulmates know each other. "Yes, as I told you many years ago, there is a record in the heavens, a book of lives, as I might call it, which contains the names of those who are decreed by God to be together through all eternity. And when I want to know who the soulmate is of one who desires to know his or her soulmate, I consult that book. And there I find who the soulmate is. I am not permitted to give the name of the soulmate if he or she is in the earth life, for it might create discord or unhappiness to the living. But if the soulmate is not married, then there is no restriction upon me. But if the soulmate is married, then I must not tell the name. Such is the law of God in this particular. John Padgett references an earlier conversation with his son. It's not clear when this took place, but it sounds as though it was before Padgett Sr.'s passing to spirit. So in summary, what we're presented with is the teaching that everyone does indeed have a soulmate, and that there is an accessible record of who that is for everyone, with restrictions so as not to disrupt any existing relationships. Having passed a spirit, Padgett's parents can both find out who their soulmates are, and have done. But it seems they would not have been permitted this knowledge while they were both living their mortal lives. At this point, James appears to ask his father why he is doing this work. The reason is that I have that duty assigned to me, and as Helen has told you, I have taught her to perform this duty, and she is now engaged in it, and is most successful in the performance of her mission. She seems to have a wonderful ability, or you might call it intuition, for locating the soulmates in the spirit world, as she never fails when she undertakes to find one. She also finds great happiness in doing this work, and in seeing the happiness that comes to them who ask her to perform this task. I do not engage in it with so much enthusiasm as she does, but I do the best that I can, and I am rewarded also by seeing the happiness of those soulmates when they are brought together. John Padgett references here a message from Helen, which was given just the previous evening, in which she told James that she was engaged in the task of telling people who their soulmates are. She speaks of being specially endowed with the power to find the soulmates. She also says to James that you would be surprised to know the number of spirits here who have no conception of what a soulmate means. James asks here if all spirits can do this work. His father replies, no, not if they are not assigned to do this work. It is one of the provisions of the spiritual world that each person has some work of a certain kind or several kinds to do, and in that way are helped by the higher powers, or, as we believe, the love of God, to perform. A spirit who is assigned a particular work, such as helping the spirit when it first enters the spirit world, will not attempt to engage in other work of a wholly different kind. It's ironic that we so often put rest in peace on gravestones and memorials. In my own work as a medium, I've often been asked to relay messages that tell of how hard people are working, including one young man who asked me to tell his parents that he'd never worked so hard in all his life. There are easy paths in spirit, if you feel comfortable where you are and aren't bothered about progressing. But if you are keen to progress, you will find yourself given some form of work that involves being of service to others. There is one universal form of service, which it seems Padgett asks about at this point, as his father, John, replies, yes, as to attempting to awaken a spirit, to a conception of the love of God that is waiting for it. All spirits may do this. And when a spirit succeeds in causing a darkened or blinded spirit to feel or realize that God's love is waiting for it, then the spirit who has caused that awakening is most happy. Of course, it is only the spirit who has had that awakening himself who can use or lead another spirit to that desire for spiritual enlightenment that will finally cause it to get this love to his full and complete happiness. I am not yet in the condition to be able fully to do this with much success, but your grandmother and mother are very powerful in this particular, and they are the cause of many spirits becoming reconciled to God and his salvation. So you see, the one great thing to obtain, either while on earth or after you come here, is this great awakening and love of God in your own heart. It is, of all things necessary, the greatest. I know to a considerable degree what it means and the happiness that comes from it, but I am not satisfied and am striving to obtain more of this love and to rise higher in the kingdom of God. So you must try also, for you need not wait until you come over. People in spirit often remind us that we are souls with bodies, spiritual beings having a physical experience, so that the opportunities before us in this world are most appropriately explored when they are used so as to further our spiritual development. All the gifts of the Spirit, up to and including divine love, are available to us in the here and now. We do not need to wait until we have lost the use of our physical form to begin to explore them. Knowing that, why wait? John Padgett's comments prompt James to ask if Helen has the divine love of which his father speaks. He replies, "She has it to a degree that almost enables her to go with your mother, and I think that in a very short time she will leave us and rise to the higher sphere, and we will miss her very much." This is a striking reminder that progress in spirit can be rapid. Helen has not been over there all that long, but already it's looking as though she may be moving on soon. This message from James Padgett's father continues and becomes quite an extended question and answer session between the two of them. Because of its length, I'm not going to include the rest of it in this video, but we will come back to it in a few weeks because it provides a fascinating example of someone's first attempt to seek God's love and their realization that this isn't just a comforting metaphor or a traditional religious formula, but is instead something objectively real that can be experienced. It's my hope that as we share together more of these messages over the coming months, that you will learn enough to be able to explore this for yourself. In the next video, we're going to look at a couple more messages from Helen and John Padgett, together with one from someone who was a writer on the spirit world during his mortal life, in which he reflects upon what he has discovered since going there and the extent to which it conforms to what he thought he knew. So I hope you'll join me for that. As always, if you've enjoyed this video, like it and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, as it does help to introduce it to others who might be interested. And click on the bell if you want alerts for upcoming videos. In the meantime, thank you for watching again, and take care, and I'll hope to see you soon.